In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. In the Upa Puranas, we hear Sri Krishna showing his mercy to Vyasadeva by speaking to him as follows. O learned Brahmana, sometimes I accept the renounced order of life to induce the fallen people of the age of Kali to accept devotional service to the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, the Puranas, and other Vedic literatures all give evidence to prove that Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Krishna. Advaita Acharya Goswami is an incarnation of the Lord as a devotee. His loud calling was the cause for Krishna's incarnation. Advaita Acharya, having appeared, found the world devoid of devotional service to Sri Krishna because people were engrossed in material affairs.
Everyone is engaged in material enjoyment, whether good or bad. No one is interested in the transcendental service of the Lord, which can give relief from birth and death. How can I act for the people's benefit? If Sri Krishna were to appear as an incarnation, he himself could preach devotion by his personal example. In this age of Kali, chanting of the holy name is the only religion. But how, in this age, will the Lord appear as an incarnation? I know! I shall worship Krishna in a purified state of mind and constantly petition him in humbleness.
Thinking in this way, Advaita Acharya began worshiping the Lord. Always remembering the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, he constantly offered tulsi buds in water from the Ganges. He appealed to Sri Krishna with loud calls and thus made it possible for Krishna to appear.
O my Lord, you always dwell in the vision and hearing of your pure devotees. You live in their lotus-like hearts, which are purified by devotional service. O my Lord, who are glorified by exalted prayers, you show special favor to your devotees by manifesting yourself in the eternal forms in which they welcome you.
On the full moon evening of the month of Phalguna, during a lunar eclipse, the Lord appeared in the mood of Radharani. Because of the eclipse, everyone was chanting Hari, Hari in great jubilation. Therefore, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared after first causing the appearance of the holy name.
Haribol!
These footprints, the marks of Lord Vishnu are visible here. The flag, thunderbolt, conch shell, disc, and fish.
But how how are these marks possible in our home?
Certainly, child Krishna is with the Shalagram Shila. Taking his childhood form, he is playing within the room.
How could this be? Oh, there is Nimai waking up from his nap. It's all right now, Nimai. Here, sit with me.
I can't believe that child Krishna has blessed our home. What have we done to get such mercy?
Oh, Jagannath Misra Prabhu, come quickly and see.
What? Look at Nimai's feet. Here are the marks we saw on the floor. Oh. How is it possible? Wait, I will call Nilambar Chakravarti. He is an expert astrologer and can tell us what this means.
Let me see now. Yes, formerly I ascertained all this by astrological calculation and noted it in writing. There are 32 bodily marks that symptomize a great personality. I see all of those marks on the body of this child. This baby has all the symptoms of Lord Narayan on his palms and soles. He will be able to deliver all the three worlds. I propose that we should observe a festival and call for the brahmanas, because today is very auspicious. In the future, this child will protect and maintain the world. For this reason, he is to be called Vishvambara. After hearing Nilambara Chakravarti's prediction, Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra observed the name-giving festival in great joy, inviting all the brahmanas and their wives. After some days, the Lord began to crawl on his knees, and he caused very beautiful things to be seen. A snake crawled into the courtyard. Nimai lay on his back. His parents called Garuda, save him from its attack. But when they called Ananta, save our boy today. Only then did the snake slowly slip away. His life's purpose was to spread this Sankirtan movement. One day, while the Lord was enjoying his playful sports with the other children, Mother Sachi brought a dish filled with fused rice and sweetmeats and asked the child to sit down and eat them. Sachi Mata gave Nimai some sweets and told him to sit and eat. But when she left him and what is this? Why are you eating?
precepts of a Brahmana, yes, 3 times. And later, in confidence, the Lord delivered that Brahmana from material engagement.
Sachi Devi, someone is at the door. Please go see who it is.
Haribol. Oh, Hare Krishna, just a moment. I will get my husband.
Hello. Oh, my dear Brahman, please come in. Have a seat over here. My wife will get you something cool to drink. You must have traveled far and are very tired. Please rest yourself in my home.
Thank you, dear sir. You are very kind. I've been touring all over the country, traveling from one place of pilgrimage to another, and now I have reached Navadvip. You are so kind to have taken me in.
Certainly. A devotee of the Lord is welcome in my home any time. Can I get you anything else?
Oh, I am fine, thank you. But would it be possible to ask for some ingredients so that I can cook an offering for my deity of Gopal?
Yes, yes. Sachi, get the Brahmana some milk, sugar, and rice so that he can make an offering. Here, sir, you can have this room to worship your deity.
Thank you, sir. Well, let me set up my altar here now. There we go. Now I will prepare the sweet rice. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Oh, now it is ready to offer. Ma Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale. What? Why did you do that? You had spoiled my offering. Where is your father? Jagannath Mishra! Jagannath Mishra!
What is it? What is wrong?
Your son has spoiled my offering. He's taken it before I was through.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Nimai, you shouldn't have done such a thing. Come with me and play in the other room. Let the Brahmana alone to worship his deity.
Thank you. Children are innocent. He was just playing. Oh, I'll do it again. Thank you very much. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. There. Once again, it is ready to offer. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale. What? Not again? You naughty boy. I don't believe you did it again. Innocent or not, you cannot take the offering. Jagannath Mishra! Jagannath Mishra!
What is it? What's wrong?
Your son has done it again. He has spoiled my offering.
I am so sorry. I can't understand it. Nimai never acts this way. This time I will put him to bed. It is late, so this time I am sure he will not bother you any more.
All right, I'll try again. Now, let me make the sweet rice again. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Again, it is ready to offer. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale. No, no, not again! What has been done? What has been done? I guess Lord Vishnu just does not want me to eat today. Seeing the Brahmana in such an agitated state, the Lord spoke to him as follows.
My dear sir, formerly I was the son of Mother Yashoda, and I just... At that time, you also became a guest in the house of Nanda Maharaj, and I disturb you in this way. I am very much pleased by your devotion. Therefore, I am eating the foodstuffs you have prepared.
Oh, my Lord, you have favored me. I am so very fortunate.
Now, do not disclose this incident to anyone else. Go on with your worship of me in the form of Gopal.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
One day, Nimai was sitting outside his home while his mother was engaged in household duties, when along came two thieves looking to steal others' property.
Hey, look there, in that courtyard.
I don't see anything but a little boy. What are you talking about?
No, look at that child. He's covered with jewels.
You're right. Let's take those jewels, boy and all.
Here, boy, we have a gift for you. Come with us and you can have it.
What is it?
Why, it's some sweetmeats. All children like sweets.
Yes, yes, give it to me.
First, climb on my back, then you can have the sweets.
As soon as we get far enough away, we'll kill him and take his jewels.
Yeah, we're getting pretty deep in the woods. Nobody will find us here. Let's stop and get those jewels.
No, wait a minute. I think I hear some voices. Let's get closer to hear what they're saying.
Oh no! We're right back where we started from! How did that happen? Quick, put him down! Let's run!
Oh, Nimai, where have you been? We've been looking all over for you! Come, it's time for your dinner now. Jagannath Misha is waiting.
I'm sorry to be gone so long, Mother. I just went for a walk in the woods.
In this way, Lord Chaitanya exhibited his childhood pastimes, showing his opulences as much as possible, and then, once again, hiding himself.
Mother thought she had a boy, and his name was Nimai. N-I-M-A-I, 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 and Nimai was his name.
Jarakhanda forest. This forest was full of wild animals, and Balabhadra Bhattacharya was afraid to go there. He did not want Lord Chaitanya to get hurt, but Lord Chaitanya is within every living entity's heart as Paramatma, and has the power to give perfect knowledge even to an animal. So, seeing a sleeping tiger, he grabbed it by the tail and ordered it to chant Hare Krishna. Then he went on, causing all the animals in the forest to rise up on their hind legs and chant the holy name.